G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Vision 180.
Live different.
Different. Different right here at V180. It is your Saturday simulcast right around Australia. Mel keeping you company and a very exciting show today. We're joined by the amazing singer and songwriter, Leanna Crawford. Now, Leanna, it's been so long since we last chatted. I think it's been about 2 years. How are you?
So good. How are you doing?
Doing well, Leanna. Now, we got to chat to you on Vision 180 in 2021, so it's been just over a year since we last chatted. What have you been up to since then?
Oh, wow. Well, it's just fun. It's fun catching up. That's crazy. Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, right now, I'm just super stoked about all this new music and my personal life. I just got engaged a couple months ago, which is
yeah,
so
you
sweet.
Did. How exciting is that?
It's so fun. It's like such a fun kid. He's incredible, and I'm just so grateful. So it's like that is so sweet. So I've been just like he's been incredible because I've been working on all this like all the music stuff and the videos and pictures, and he has been like just such. Like he's incredible. So he's been like helping with a ton of the planning, which is amazing. So we've already started like planning, and I feel like you have to start planning so far ahead. Like you don't have to, but like since we got engaged, we're like, okay, we got to figure out where we're getting married. But he was like amazing and was literally like helping plan like all of it. And then I was like, okay, I'll probably time for me to step in. But I was like, you got it. Like you run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's got it, go for it.
Yeah. So it's been really fun though. I think we're going to do a Nashville wedding next summer, and it's going to be so sweet, but that's like personal life. And that's just been really special. And then this music, I'm so excited about it. This song we just put out, I love, and we've just been working on more that's coming out, which I'm really excited about. So it just feels like it's been a little while since I've released. And so this is like, I feel like I've been like writing so much, and I feel like I have, you know, more to write about, but that's just been like, it feels like it's been like, I've been kind of like waiting for it, you know, like I've just kind of been like, hey, in this season of like waiting and like, you know, just wanting to get it out, put on the calendar, you know, just how, and now it's here and we're like in the middle of it, and I'm so grateful. It just feels really special to have it out, and now I'm already ready for the next one.
I bet you are.
So I feel like that's like, which I love. I'm also like, okay, let's just like live in this too. Like I love that, you know, and I can't, but
once you start, you just got to keep going.
I know. I'm just like, hey, here we are. Let's go. I love it. But it's just, it's been really, really sweet and special. And yeah, I'm so grateful.
Well, I'm so happy for you. We're going to have some girl chat. I want to find out all the details. How did he propose and all that? That's on the way. But first, we'll also got to chat to you about your latest music, Before I Knew Jesus. That is coming up next. You won't leave us for your Saturday simulcast right here at Vision 180. Mel with you today and joined by an amazing singer and songwriter, Leanna Crawford. Now, Leanna, it's been a while, a couple of years since you brought out any new music, but then you hit us with this absolute banger, Before I Knew Jesus. It's out right now and I'm loving it. Can you tell me a little bit about this one and how the idea came about?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. You're so sweet. Love that you call it a banger. That's just the best.
Like, is that an Australian saying?
No, I think it's like, no, I think people say it here too. I just like love, it just sounds cooler when you say it too, but I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, it's banger.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, I
just claim love it. That. Claim it.
Oh my gosh. No, I think it's like, Before I Knew Jesus is super, it's special to me, but honestly also just like, this song is really about God's faithfulness and in my life. And I feel like for me, my personal story with Jesus isn't that I have this like wild, like crazy testimony. I met Jesus when I was four. I was super grateful to like know him. Not saying my life was perfect, because it absolutely has been, it's not been perfect at all, but to be able to look back and see his faithfulness every single day and in my life, and different people that have been in my life that have just encouraged me to continue to pursue him. And I think especially over these past few years and over this past year when we wrote the song, of just being reminded of his faithfulness. And I think that's just a huge theme in my life, because I feel like I truly feel this, like, it, I feel like someone, one of my friends said, he's like, I feel like I meet Jesus every single day. And like, whether you like, in my story, whether I feel like there was like growing up too, I don't know why, but I just always felt like my story, like my testimony wasn't very cool. Cause I like, wasn't like, I wasn't like crazy addicted to drugs at 4 years old. Like I was like, just like a chill little kid. But like, I was like, there, I kind of was like underestimated this story that I had of like God's faithfulness in my life. And I think that's like the beauty of like of Jesus is that his faithfulness is whether you met him maybe like me at 4 years old, or whether you met him yesterday, and or maybe you don't even know him yet, but like he's like pursuing you. And I think that's just like the incredible like love that he has for us and he has for me. And I feel like I see that in my life so often, this love that I do not deserve, that I can't earn. There's no part of me that is good or anything, even though, you know, I was a believer at 4 years old. There has been, you know, we've been on a journey. And like, I think just to see his faithfulness in every part of my life, it's just so, I'm so incredibly grateful. And I hope that's like, when people hear the song, I hope that's what they can hear, whether maybe their story's like mine, or maybe they, you know, haven't, you know, they do have that wild testimony they can share. And I truly, like when I was writing the song, that's what I was hoping to get across.
That's cool. And I love that you said that, because I was the same growing up in school. Everyone would have these really cool testimonies they get up and share. And I'm like, yeah, I've always been a Christian. Like, I can't really remember like having any like crazy moment in my life. But it's, yeah, it's true. It's such a testimony that God has been there the whole time and he's been faithful. And that's just as good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And no, I love hearing that, because I think that's like a lot of our like stories of just like, it's the beauty of like of God's love for us and his faithfulness. And sometimes we're able to find them at, you know, as a kid, but then we kind of like meet him again. Like I felt like I like met Jesus in middle school, and then I got baptized in high school and I met, you know, like I feel like I learn more stuff about him all the time, but it's just like he's not, you know, some of us go through, you know, the wild and then we come to Jesus. Some of us don't. And then we're, you know, and then it just is his faithfulness in each one of our lives. And like, it doesn't underestimate, it doesn't make our stories less than, it doesn't make them better than.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
like,
totally.
It's like we each have these incredible stories of like, hey, there's really, whether you knew him at four or 40, there's no going back to the day before you need Jesus. There's no going back. And I'm so grateful for that promise.
Oh, so good. Let's have a listen to your latest single right now, Before I Knew Jesus, right here at V180.
Before I knew Jesus.
Curtis Hoppy, it's Rooftops, Living Different, right here at Vision 180 for your Saturday simulcast.
Straight through the rooftops now.
And joined by the amazing singer and songwriter Leanna Crawford, all the way from the States. Oh, it's so good to chat to you, Leanna. Now, you touched on before when you were talking about your latest single, Before I Knew Jesus, a bit about your journey of walking with God and that you've always been a Christian. But we all have this moment where we kind of go up and down on our journey with God. And you touched on it on your song, This Is What They Meant. Do you remember a defining moment for you when everything just clicked?
Yeah, for sure. I would say in high school, we had this like church summer camp and a week long. And it was the week I decided to get baptized, and we got baptized in a river, and it was a really cold river, but it was awesome. I was like, maybe this is, you know, kind of like Jesus got baptized in the river. But I decided to get baptized that week, and it's so funny because I remember they had us, like, you know, write down our testimony, and we were gonna, you know, share that at the end of the week and get baptized. So I remember going off by myself, and I started writing down my testimony, and here I am, like, this gal that's been a believer her whole life, and my testimony is, like, you know, when I was 4, I accepted Jesus, and it was maybe like 2 sentences long.
The end.
And I'm at the end, and I am just completely overwhelmed, and I just remember bawling my eyes out because I just felt God's love over me. And I felt like I was writing that, like, it was just like he's, like, washing his love over me. And I had this incredible just, like, moment of that. Like, I was like, this is it, looking back on that, it just, like, makes me cry because I feel like I it's like one of those moments where you just are like, wow, like, the God of the universe, God of the stars and who created the mountains and everything in between loves me. And I want to declare that. And so as I'm writing it, I'm crying. And then on, you know, the end of camp, we go to get baptized, and I'm bawling my eyes out when I get baptized. And I was just happy. Like, it was really special. And this is, you know, it's not that I had this wild testimony. It was just that. And yet, like, that was one of those moments where I felt God's love just totally wash over me, and, like, really, really started to become, like, you know, it really started to become, like, my own understanding of God's love for me. And that's, you know, continued to be a journey. But one other moment was also in high school. And it was at this Harvest Crusade is what they were called. Basically a big
yeah, I've heard of those. Yeah.
So big, I'm from the Northwest, and so in Washington State, it was in Seattle. And it was at the Key Arena, which I think has a different name now, but basically this big arena, all these people. And Pastor Greg Laurie was speaking, and my youth group, there was like 15 of us, and we were way up in the rafters. Like, we were as high as you could be. We were, like, way up there, probably the cheapest tickets way up there. So we're, like, way up. And he has this moment, or had this moment, where he would ask, you know, whoever wants to dedicate their lives to Christ or rededicate their lives to Christ, like, come down to the floor right now. And as I have this perfect viewpoint from way up at the top, as, like, hundreds of people, I think it was maybe thousands of people, that flooded the floor until it was just, like, overflowing of people just, you know, just really encountering Jesus, his love. And I sat up top, and I was one of those moments where I just totally broke down and just saw this incredible God that pursues and loves unconditionally. And I came home that night, and I wrote, like, my first song on a night. I wrote, it was like, I've kind of been writing before then, but some of them were like love songs, and I was like 15. I didn't know anything about love. Like, but it was like some of the, you know, like, I was like, but this was one of the songs where it was like, it was about God and just, you know, how amazing he is. And it was like, it was a terrible song, but that was kind of like the first one of those moments where it was
going to start somewhere.
Yeah. Sometimes they just, you know, maybe turn into a song. Sometimes they don't. Mm. But it was one of those moments that was really impactful for me.
Oh, so cool. I love hearing those stories. On the way, we're going to check out plenty more great music, and we'll continue chatting with Leanna Crawford. So good. Ryan Hilton, it is your Saturday simulcast, streaming right around Australia at V180 Mel with you today, and joined by Leanna Crawford all the way from the States over Zoom. Leanna, I have to talk to you about Cody. I'm such a girl that I love to know all proposal stories. Tell me everything. You just got engaged, and on the video that you posted on your social networks, it looks like you just had a hike. Is that right? How did he propose? Fill us in.
He totally surprised me. I did tell him. I knew it was coming at some point in the summer. He had thrown me off several times, so I had no idea. I did tell him before that I was like, I want to be surprised. I was like, I don't really care about anything else. I just, like, I want to be surprised. So I don't want to know. Just, like, surprise me. So he had thrown me off several times. He had asked my dad, and after he asked my dad, he was like, I don't have to ask your dad, do I? Like, it was like stuff like that where, like, he had already done the thing, but he was like, he's just good. You know, he was totally throwing me off. So We went on a hike. It was like our first ever hang was on this hike in North Carolina. And it was just like a special hike for us. So we've done it a couple of times since then, but it was actually my birthday weekend. Oh. And my sister Lindsay was there and she knew, she was in on it the whole time. But the three of us went up the mountain and she had said like, hey, maybe look a little cute because maybe we'll take some pictures at the top, you know, like we don't know, maybe we'll, and I was like, oh, sure, you know, we do that. So of course she's just like wing woman over here, but we get to the top, we're taking pictures and, I'm like, it's been like, we've been up there for a while. And I was like, okay guys, time to go. Like we've been up here, like let's go to the mountain now. And Cody had written me a letter and, still had no idea at this point because I was like, maybe for my birthday and, you know, I wanted him to write me a letter. So I read this letter and I'm crying. I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. And then he was like, if you look back at the letter, there's actually a puzzle in the letter. And it, I looked back and kind of deciphered it and it was, it spelled out, will you marry me?
Oh, that's so clever. And, cute.
Yeah. Until that moment, I literally was, had no clue. Like until I read like the letters, will you marry me? And so then, you know, got up, but I was lots of tears and he did real good. He did real good. So aww, it was very special.
That's so awesome.
He's so thoughtful. I'm like, yeah, it's so sweet.
Well, I love proposal stories. It's so sweet. It's a really special moment that you remember forever. It really is.
I know, right? I don't have those. Letter.
Yeah, it's so nice to keep that too. That's so special. You have to frame it.
For real. I know, I need to. I really probably should. I should definitely do that.
You got plenty of time. Yeah, no rush. On the way, we are going to continue chatting with Leanna Crawford, but right now, we've got the latest one from Jonas Myron. Love it. It's called Mountains, right here at V1A. You're the fire. Marcy Coleman, loving it. It's Bloom right here at V180. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Do you like it? What do you like? What don't you like at V180? You can send me a message. The best way to get in touch is through my Facebook or Instagram at V180AU. I would love to have a chat to you. And we are chatting with Leanna Crawford right now over Zoom all the way from the States. Leanna, it's so good to have you on the show. And we're chatting about your now fiance, Cody Zeller. You recently got engaged. He's a professional NBA player, basketball player, right?
He is. Yes, what? He is. He has played, let's see, he played 8 years for the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
And then last season he played for the Portland Trail Blazers, which is closer to where I'm from, which was kind of fun to be close to. I'll go out and see him and my family would come down and friends. That was really sweet. And then this season, he is he's had a few surgeries, so we're not totally sure where he's going to be this season yet, but I think he is going to a team. I'm not sure if I'm like supposed to say
but he is,
but he's feeling good. He's crushing workouts. He's such a hard worker, so he's been crushing it. But it's so fun. I really knew nothing about basketball at all. So it's really fun to like go to games and I'm like, I love watching him play. So I'm just, it's so fun for me. But before him, I like could care less about anything basketball, but now I love it. Like I'm like all about it.
That's so awesome. Yeah. I don't really know much about basketball at all, but I find it interesting. Like I wish I could play, but yeah, not so good with the ball.
Yeah.
And wedding, have any idea when the wedding is?
It's going to be next summer, so kind of like end of next summer.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Have you got your dress yet?
No, I actually am going to go shopping in a few weeks with my sisters and my mom. I'm so excited.
It's the best. So I love wedding shopping.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm also like nervous, so I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think I know what I want, but I have no idea. But it'll just be really fun.
Oh, it is so much fun. Make the most of it. Have an awesome time. We're going to continue chatting with Leanna, but right now we'll check out one of her biggest singles from her last album. It's Mean Girls at V180. Picking in country, Dante Bowie, it's Unity right here, Living Different at V180. Mel with you today. Thanks so much for joining me for your Saturday simulcast. We're joined today by Leanna Crawford. She's just brought out a brand new single, Before I Met Jesus. It's been like 2 years since she's brought out new music, so it is so great to have you on the show, Leanna. Can you share what is your favorite Bible verse that's stuck with you for your whole life and why?
I would say probably, say I have two. I would say for my whole life, definitely Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And for me, that's just been such a, I think it's funny because I've like talked so much about God's faithfulness in my life, and then that verse is literally like don't be afraid because God's with you wherever you go. And that's just like, I'm so grateful, because I feel like in seasons where I'm anxious and worried about what's ahead or making the right decisions or whatever it is, like His plan is always perfect, and he works it out, whether it's like, you know, what I thought or it's different. It's always like he had a plan in all of it. And so I feel like that verse, especially for me, it's like I don't always feel the most strong and courageous. And so it's like but I know that like I don't have to be, because like God is with me. So I can be. And when I'm walking in that, knowing that like I'm loved, then I have this confidence of just like of being his child. And if I always walk that way, I would never have to worry about anything. But that's the thing, is just reminding myself. But, and then I would say, a passage that I've been just loving lately over the past, year or so, especially, and I don't have that one memorized, but it would be Psalm 91, the whole chapter. I love Psalm 91, and I'm like halfway through memorizing it, but I don't even think it's been a minute.
It's a long one.
Don't worry about what you know. It is a long one, but I love that passage so much. And just like, it again just speaks of God's faithfulness, and I love that one so much. So probably those two, Joshua 1:9 for sure and Psalm 91.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing. We're going to continue chatting with Leanna. I heard some rumors that she's been working on some new music, so I'm going to get the goss on that. That's coming up next. But right now, Alexander Papa's Older right here at V180. Leanna, you've been so generous with your time. Thank you so much for joining us at V180. Now, before you go, I've heard some rumors that you've been working on some new music as well. Can you fill us in? What's to come?
Probably. I don't know. I feel like I can't.
How much can you say?
I can say that there's more coming for sure. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I could just tell you. I am so excited because this is like, it's not been like announced yet, but it is like, I feel like I'm like, oh, there's new stuff coming, but like legit, like it's like coming in like less than I don't know what day it is today, that day, yeah, so it's definitely less than a month. There's more, but then Ooh. There's even more after that. Oh. So, and these, yeah, and it's like, it's just so fun. And the story behind the next one especially is like super special. And I love that one. Love
You're like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. How much can I actually say?
I know. I'm like, I don't know, but there is more coming, I can say. And it's like super soon. And it's like, we're just, you know, one after the other, we're just hitting it. So I'm stoked about that.
That's awesome. And do you think there'll be an album in the future? Like, do you have that many songs?
you know, I do right now. It's like a very miniature, version of, you know, an album, but that is my plan is hopefully that in the near future.
Yeah. Very exciting. I'm so stoked. I can't wait to hear this new single.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to do a film clip for it as well? Or do you have plans?
Sorry,
I'll stop asking questions.
No, oh my gosh, you're so great. No, you're amazing. It is very likely that yes.
Potentially, maybe. Maybe, yes. Maybe.
Potentially, oh, yeah. Maybe, yes. It's a strong in a certain direction, yes, yes.
Well, I can't wait for this potential maybe film clip and single to come out at some point.
Thank you. It is, I will say, it is like the most, if there is a potential one, it would be like the most, like it's like pretty epic. Like that's like the word I would use is like epic. It's cool.
Cool. Yeah, maybe. I can't wait. Well, we'll have to catch up again once that one's out, and then you can actually talk about it without getting in trouble.
Yes. Oh my gosh, no, you're seriously the best. It's so good to catch up. I can't believe how long it's been.
I know. I'm so stoked. Thank you so much for taking time to have a chat with us again. It's been awesome.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Mel. It's so good to hear from you.
See you later.
See ya. So good to talk to you. Thank you, Mel. Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.